Good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, ask for any sisters listening today just for her to have an understanding of Bible prophecy and how these things will play out directly in her day-to-day life, and that she just stays really humble about it and trusting in the Holy Spirit to teach her and to understand these things, and stays away from like just the lusts of the flesh and trying to just seek after it the way that the United States does. It builds a lot of pride with everything. Just staying really humble and trusting the Holy Spirit to teach her in her daily life Bible prophecy so that she can be a wise virgin and prepared. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Let me explain why I'm praying like that. Just because anytime you do have to be very guarded in the United States, because our culture is so filled with pop culture, where people are into like movies and like selling books and like just trying to become famous from Bible prophecy. So whenever you get into Bible prophecy, just be praying for yourself, just to be humble and like not having a heart to show off and, you know, things like that. But just to be very fearful, knowing that these things are really going to happen and you really need to understand them. Like, it needs to be real. And the Holy Spirit needs to teach you. It's going to be the difference between life and death. Okay. And these things that are of the world that are all showy and flashy and, you know, look at me, I know this, I know that. That stuff is of Satan. That's dangerous. That's the devil trying to lead people into deceptions, which the Bible talks about, and it's all going to bear bad fruit in their lives. You need to stay away from that stuff, okay? And just be really humble. Okay, so I'm going to start with Matthew chapter, this is chapter 16, verse 21, okay? This is Jesus. It says, from that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Okay. When Peter's doing this, he doesn't realize it. Okay. Cause he's just being flesh. Okay. I'm pretty sure. But what he's doing is he is thinking in terms of the Antichrist. Okay, now he doesn't realize this, okay? He is thinking Jesus is coming to set up a kingdom here in this life, in the flesh, okay, in this world, okay? And that is the kingdom. So he's literally, Peter doesn't understand it, okay? But Peter literally is having the things of Satan in his mind, okay? He doesn't understand that, but he does, okay? Because the Antichrist, and there's another teaching that goes into more of the scripture on this. It's an early podcast. It's called The Spirit of Antichrist, that you can look up to go more into the detail of it from the scriptures. But the Antichrist is going to be a Jew, okay? And it is going, because he's going to be literally a counterfeit. That's who the Jews are going to be building the temple for. He's going to enter in. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, where it talks about that, okay? He's going to go into the temple. He's going to be a Jew. They're building it for a Jew. He's going to be a Jew, okay? And this is what it says in 1 John. It says, who is he that denieth, that denieth that Christ, this is the Antichrist, okay? If you don't believe Jesus was the Christ and you're waiting for another Christ, okay, that's the Antichrist, okay? That's another Christ, okay? And that's exactly what the Jews are doing. They don't believe Jesus is the Christ. They're waiting for another Christ that is going to be the Antichrist, okay? So Peter doesn't realize that, but what he's literally doing, okay, when he says this, okay, is he's literally thinking in terms of the Antichrist. Now, he doesn't understand that. That's Bible prophecy. That's like years ahead from where he is, okay? He's just of the flesh, okay? But it's the same thing now that's going on. Okay, when you have churches, and they don't know this, but you don't have to, you have to understand this about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of man, which is extremely important, okay? Because this is Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, okay? It says, "Here is wisdom. Let him that understandeth count the number of," sorry, "of the beast, for it is the number of a man," okay? Man. "And his number is 600, 66." Man. Okay? Number of man. If you start humbling yourself and listening to the Spirit, you'll see him talk to you about man. Okay? Talking to you a lot about the kingdom of man. Okay? This is Luke chapter 2. Okay, starting at, let's start here. This is the birth of Christ. Okay, starting at verse 10, it says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill towards men." Okay, goodwill towards men. Okay, now this is typically like a nice little, Christmas. The Christmas holiday itself is pagan, but it's, something that people like to put in songs and things like that. But when you really understand this, this is an open door. This moment in time is an opening from the heavens. Okay? Here's your escape from God. Goodwill towards men. Okay? Here's your chance. Here's your opportunity to escape the wrath of God. Okay? Here is your savior. Here's your chance at eternal life. Okay? Here is your goodwill. Okay? This is goodwill towards men. Here's your opening. Here's your chance. Take it. Okay? And what this church here in the United States, the way that it is, what it doesn't understand, okay, is that you are Satan. That's why he says, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Okay? Your flesh, your life, okay? You, your very self, if you are filled with the Spirit, truly saved, truly born again, okay? Truly having the Spirit of God within you, he will testify of this to you daily. Daily. You will look at yourself, see the wrath of God upon yourself, and crucify it. And separate from it and break from it, from you, your life, man. You'll see it. You'll see the evil, you'll see the wickedness within yourself, and you'll see the need to crucify it, to slay it. Okay? He's showing you mercy by euthanizing it almost, okay, through the power of the Spirit. But when you want to see God's real feelings towards man, look at the cross. Look at the bloody, brutal death of Christ Jesus. That's how God feels about man. Because their works are evil. We'll talk about this tomorrow. But Jesus says that he testifies of it, that their works are evil, and that he knows what's in man. It's evil. It's evil. It's evil. Okay? And the danger is, and this gets very deep into Bible prophecy, is that, and it's important certainly in times of judgment, is that when the church does not evangelize through the power of the Holy Spirit and preach the full gospel, there is no separation taking place between these two. And you've got Christians, okay, that are halfway in between the two, and this is extremely dangerous. But we'll talk more about it tomorrow. I'm gonna leave it there for today. That's enough for today. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just is just filled with the Spirit and starts to understand the need for the Holy Spirit, and understand that that's what she needs to be seeking after in her prayers. And then she starts to ask just to be filled with the Holy Ghost, so she can see and understand these things. Ask all these, and also too for her, and for her salvation, safekeeping, and the salvation, safekeeping of her loved ones. Ask all these crazy things in Jesus' name. Amen.